You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Segura and Matt Wilhelm here. And by the way, there's a brand new Browns cast out, and I definitely think you need to check it out, with the GOAT, Jim Brown, covering a variety of topics. It is must-listen to. Unbelievable stuff. Jim Brown opening up like he never has before, over an hour with Max Linsky. He is the host of the show. He interviews players, coaches, and, of course, as I mentioned, the newest one, Jim Brown. He's got an Andrew Hawkins one talking about his journey to the NFL, Joe Thomas. Lots of interesting stuff. To get it, visit clevelandbrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, or download BrownsCast from the iTunes store. Again, Jim Brown, the GOAT, opening up, sitting down with Max Linsky for the BrownsCast podcast, which is certainly something that you don't want to miss as a football fan, a Browns fan, and certainly as a historian. Let's bring in our producer now, Dave DiNatale. Dino.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
How are you, brother? And let's go ahead and get in to the mailbag.
The mailbag, as always, tweet the show at Browns_daily. Use the hashtag AskCBD from Justin Fresh. Guys, when are we going to start to set the edge outside? Can we at least be thankful we don't have to go to Atlanta and play Freeman this year?
Set the edge outside. I'd love to say every week. I'd love to say every year. I'd love to say every game. I don't know enough, because there's been times this year and last year that guys, as I mentioned a few calls ago, they just kind of do whatever they want. There's no consistency in setting an edge. There's no consistency in, you know, staying outside with your offhand free. You know, guys get tied up. Guys dip inside. And what I'd like to say, and when I talk about this or talk to someone who's obviously never been inside a locker room or inside a meeting room before, it's easy to take the path of least resistance. If I gave you the opportunity to run through a wall or walk around it, what would you rather do? And I would think,
I'm going to run through that wall.
Yeah, whatever. I would say most people go, well, why would I run through it when I can walk around it? It's easier. You know, I'm not going to get hurt. Well, if there's a blocker coming to hit you, and you know that you've got to get somewhere, would you rather go through him or go around him? It's easy to go around him. It's first thought to go around him, but it's the game of football, and as I've been taught, it's not always going to be easy. There are times where you have to go through this guy. Put your face mask in his face mask, butt him, separate, get across. That's why you lift the weights. That's why you bench press 400 pounds. Well, show me. You know, that's why you squat the world. Awesome. Explode on this tackle who you're giving up 80 pounds to, and separate and get across his face and keep the ball inside of you and turn it back to your teammates.
They've got to set the edge. They've got to get into their gaps. They've got to maintain the integrity of their assignments, and that's something the Browns have not yet done in 2015, and that's why they've struggled. And somebody, let's go back into the mailbag. I'm sure we're going to get a question that I'll talk about later, because a lot of people questions, it looks like, are about this run defense. Go ahead, Dino.
Oh, a ton. We'll get back to that here, but I want to bring this one up because you guys had mentioned this as well. I think a caller mentioned this. Gabe Michaels, at @Doc_Michaels. When does or when would the front office just simply cut losses with Dwayne Bowe, pay him his $9 million, and free up a roster spot for a player who could possibly come in and, wait for it, help the run defense?
If there are players out there just available that could help the run defense, I'm pretty sure that they would be here. They're not just out there on the streets or on other teams' practice squads, I would imagine. But I don't know. I don't know if you're hoping that at some point you do get something out of Dwayne Bowe. I don't know I don't know what's going on with that. I don't get it. It confuses me. With the investment, it's not like he's gotten a chance. To be fair, he hasn't gotten a chance to play in games. Some guys are better game players than practice players. I don't know. The guy's proven at times in his NFL career he can be a very effective receiver. He provides a completely different skill set than any receiver currently on our roster.
He does.
So I don't get it. I don't know what's going on with Dwayne Bowe. Mike Pettine said today that his top four receivers are entrenched and that, you know, it's a numbers game for Dwayne Bowe. Well, again, I don't know, and maybe I'm too harsh. I don't know right now what Brian Hartline has done to make himself entrenched in any position on this team. I don't know really at this point what Taylor Gabriel has done this year. He's not averaging 10 yards a catch. He's got less than 150 yards in six games. What's he done? He hasn't scored. What's he done to entrench himself? The only receiver on this team to me that's entrenched is Travis Benjamin, and then probably Andrew Hawkins, even though his numbers are significantly down because he plays a unique position working out of the slot. But I don't get why Taylor Gabriel and Brian Hartline are quote-unquote entrenched in their roles when the two of them aren't even averaging, you know, 30 yards. Neither one of them is averaging 30 yards a game. Hartline had 96 yards in the one game against Oakland, and other than that, you know, since then he had 7 yards against San Diego, 5 yards against Baltimore, 0 yards against Denver, and it's not for a lack of snaps. He's playing over 40 snaps in these games. So I don't personally understand why not. What's the downside?
Yeah, exactly. And it's got to get to the point where if I were the player and if I were Dwayne Bowe, it gets to the point where I'm so frustrated.
At some point you got to check.
Because Dwayne, if I were Dwayne Bowe, I would know the stats. And I would walk into John D. Filippo's office and go, and it's, I love these guys. These guys are my brothers. These are my teammates. But I can do X, Y, and Z because they're only doing these little things to attribute to who we are offensively. Why not me? Give me that shot. And I would think by him taking the gusto to go do that as opposed to coast through the and just wait for them to come to you and tell you whether you're a healthy scratch or whether on a Wednesday you're going to be in the game plan or not in the game plan. And a player knows that. If you're not running routes with the ones today, you know you're a healthy scratch. So, like, an inactive as of right now for the St. Louis game, if I walked out to practice and watched an hour of practice, I could tell you whether Dwayne Bowe will be up or down on Sunday. So that report that we get from you guys at 11:30, at least one of them's going to be on it or going to be off of it. But him taking the proactive approach, being a team player he has been, being in it in his role on the sideline, you've confirmed it being down on the sideline.
Yeah, I know
he's in it. He's talking to the quarterbacks. He's talking to Flip. He's talking to other receivers. That's all fine and good. That's worth about $9,000, not $9 million. So take the initiative, go to Flip and say, give me that shot instead of X, instead of Y. Because I can contribute and I can help this football team.
It certainly is one of the more interesting things and developments that have come up so far this year, the Dwayne Bowe situation. Dino, what else you got for us in the mailbag?
Yeah, one more here as we get to the top of the hour. From David Handa on Twitter. Why doesn't Jimmy Haslam back up the Brinks truck? Because it's always that easy just to do that. Back up the Brinks truck to Ray Lewis's front porch for him to be defensive coordinator. Interesting.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Ray Lewis is a television commentator and was a great middle linebacker, but as you well know, Matt Wilhelm, being a great middle linebacker does not make you a great coach. Mike Singletary.
Yes. Yeah. Singletary, it was a nightmare.
The guy can't win with him.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
coach. You're being so critical of me. Go up on the whiteboard and draw it up yourself. Oh, you can't? Okay, gotcha. Then keep your nose out of it.
Can't do it.
Keep your nose out of it.
Can't do it. Won't do it. All right. We will be back with hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, including I talked to Robert Turbin following the game against the Denver Broncos. He's got a very refreshing attitude. And also, we will go ahead and go around the league. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0015. We still have a lot in the mailbag, and we'll get to that in hour number two as well on this hump day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.